Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75, 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
Thank you.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No. Nope.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
All right. Man, my board's running kind of slow. Anyway, welcome to another installment of It's My House. And we got a special guest calling in this morning. I'm going to have him on air pretty soon. And today's topic. We might have two topics today. Our guest has an interesting topic from 336, I see on the board. But the first, we're going to open up with, well, you know what, we're going to put out there. I don't know how I'm going to bring it on first, my guest or how slaves became wealthy. All right. But we're going to talk about homelessness. And also, we're going to fit in how slaves became wealthy. And before we do that, before we go to the phone lines, as you know, we have a morning routine here. So here's Steve Harvey. All right, if you've been having a hard way to go, you need to take a walk down Fifth Street.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said, this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking, Hey, Master Ronnie saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Just ask for justice, I mean, and be very specific about what you're talking about in the process.
Because I used to observe that a lot of those shacks used to be by the track where black people were.
With the room in the back.
Yes, with the room in the back. That was a safety net.
Yeah.
where black people who would move here and there and go from here and there looking for jobs, that's usually why we move, and the jobs would play out like they always did.
And do.
But we had a place to go when the sun went down. But now, those shacks by the track don't exist anymore. They came and built highways right alongside of those railroad tracks where those shacks used to be. Super highways. So now, if you get on a highway, you might notice that if you, sometimes you're right alongside of a railroad track. You see trains passing as you're driving.
That is true.
Down a super highway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, those highways used not to be there in the northwestern hemisphere. It used to be shacks along there. A lot of those shacks were on what we call railroad property. But the railroad people, the people that ran the railroads, didn't care much because nobody wanted to be down. That wasn't prime real estate.
No.
Nobody wanted to be by the tracks anyway. So black people used to build those shacks around there back when black people knew how to build shacks. Black people don't know how to build anything now because they used to build places for white people, but they cut them off with things called unions, took them out, took the carpentry all out of the schools and all like that. So how many black people do you know how to fix anything now? It used to be thousands and millions of black people that know how to build a house from scratch out of old pieces of lumber.
Wow.
A lot of people don't remember that. Most people are not that old to have seen it done. I'm old enough to remember when many black people used to get together on a Saturday afternoon. That was the only time they had off, or sometimes, or on a Sunday sometimes after church. They would get together, six or eight of them, and go down and build what they call a shotgun house. It wasn't much, but it was a roof over your head, a good solid roof. I've been in some of those houses, raised up in some, all right? They were excellent, solid houses. They could stand a lot of storm and rain. They weren't much, just maybe three rooms. But I've been in some of them. And there were many, 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 many of them. But along came the white supremacists and say, these Negroes know how to build stuff. We're going to fix that so the next generation won't know how to do anything except stand in front of a place that is built and beg. Because they won't know anything about carpentry or masonry or how to make anything with their hands.
Also tonight, the incredible transformation and the Buffalo Strong spirit that made it all happen. 7 Eyewitness News reporter Taylor Epps shows us how a young lady has completed her very own renovation project.
11-year-old Lauren Nelson had big plans for her summer.
I thought it was going to be pretty fun, but with COVID going on, it was going to be not as fun as it could be.
But things changed one day when she was flipping through an American Girl doll magazine at her home in Attica.
And she showed us a $650 VW bus. My husband was like, that's ridiculous. You could buy your own camper for that price.
So she did just that. Lauren saved some money and started looking. A neighbor just down the road had this 20-foot camper that caught her eye.
And then the one day, up popped a for sale sign, and she squealed the whole way home,
and she started negotiating.
It wasn't very hard. He said $500, and I said $400 because that was the money that I had in my bank account. He said sold.
Then it was time to renovate.
It was a process. We brought home a family of mice. And so there was a lot of deep cleaning,
but that didn't stop her.
I was very motivated because I really wanted a place where I could just, like, hang out like my own house.
The whole renovation process took Lauren about 2 months, and with the help of family and friends, she was able to turn this into this.
It's called Camp Hygge. It means very comfortable and safe. It has its own kitchen and bathroom, so it's like a tiny house.
So now you're the owner of a tiny home at 11 years old.
Yes.
The whole project cost her $800.
She has
3 envelopes that she puts her money in, give, save, and spend. I think she made a really good choice. She now says she's part of the Tiny Home Nation. She was able to turn her summer around and hopes to inspire others to do the same, which is awesome to see that somebody who's 11 years old had her own vision but now is out there and other people are contacting us and they've gone out and bought a camper to do the same thing.
If you're looking to have some big plans in the future, you should go out and do it. Make it happen.
In Attica, Taylor F. 7 Eyewitness News.
Welcome to Camp Hugue. Hugue.
This 11-year-old spent her summer turning the inside of this camper from this to this.
I was looking through an American Girl magazine, and I saw a camper for $650 for an American Girl, and it was a very nice camper. My dad said that was really expensive for us, so he said that we could get a real camper for that amount of money. So then I went out and I started looking for one. We saw down the road a house had a camper for sale that I had been looking at for a while. So I really wanted to get it, and the guy said it was for $500. And then I told him $400 because that was what I had, and he said sold.
And the total cost of renovations thus far? $400.
We had looked on Pinterest and saw a lot of cool camper ideas, and I liked this beachy boho style with lots of plants and different colors and sea glass and driftwood, that style. So I liked that, and we decided to paint the camper walls white and then our kitchen cabinets turquoise. So this is my dining area. I got this from our potting shed that had dust and dead flies all over it, so we cleaned it up and that's what we got. We planted some plants from Dollar General in there. We have all of this on the backside came from our house except for that one picture back there from Dollar General. And a fun fact about these, this table and these cabinets, they flip down into a bed, and so does this. And then over here we have the kitchen where we can't quite cook stuff yet, but it's very decorative. And this is our refrigerator, just the inside of it. And then if we walk a little further down, we have right here, these are very nice decals that we got for $1 at the Dollar Tree. And then if we walk a little bit farther in here, we have a mirror that we painted the edges that came with the camper originally. And we have a closet over here, and it's the one little camper. I got this side from my neighbor who made it for me. And then we keep walking, and now we're in the bedroom. So we have 4 beds in here, and we got these really cute mattresses off of Etsy.
She painted most of it herself. She had her grandma come over the one day and help with the cupboards, but I would be gone for the day, and I'd come home, and she'd say, like, you could tell, and I'd say, how long were you in here? And she's like, oh, I painted about 4 hours straight.
Well, I'm very creative and artistic, so I love to paint and draw and stuff like that, so it kind of paints me naturally.
With this COVID thing, it's kind of interrupting her fun that she wants to have in it, but she's making the best of it.
Lauren hopes to be able to have friends over soon, but a chance to get away from home works for now.
I hope you enjoyed my camper tour. Thanks for stopping by.
This is Inside Edition Digital.
All right, today, the title that we have up, How Slaves Became Wealthy, we're going to get to that in a moment. We want to start off with, we have a live studio guest, and I'm going to let him share his story or situation and see if we can, somebody out in the audience can help him out. And then maybe we can take some of these ideas that we just heard of and help him as well. So let's go to 336. Your mic is open. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Shalom. My name is Shaul Yisrael. Can you hear me?
All right, repeat that again now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Give us your first
good
name
morning.
First.
Pardon?
Your first name again?
Shaul. S-H-A-U-L. S as in Sam, H as in Hector.
U-M, okay.
S as in Sam, H as in Hector, A as in Apple, U as in Unicorn, L as in New York.
Shaul. Oh, L, okay. And last name?
Yisrael. Y as in Yankee. I's an igloo, S as in Sam, R as in Romeo, A as in Arthur, E as in Eric, L as in Lima, Shaul Yisrael.
Got it. Okay. I'm just putting that on my board here. All right. Now, we met on a Clubhouse last night. So I invite you on to the live stream we're doing right now. We've been doing this for 8 consecutive years at the same time we're on right now. So now you've got a certain situation. Would you like to share it with us and how, you know, what kind of help are you looking for?
Yes, sir. Like I said, my name is Shaul Yisrael. I'm here in Roxburgh, North Carolina. I became homeless in 2019 due to a disability I received from the place where I work at, Food Line. And I tried to get my disability, but I was denied. And from there, I lost my place where I was staying at, and I became homeless ever since.
Now, were you staying in a house or apartment or what?
It was an apartment.
Okay, apartment, all right. If you don't mind sharing with me, about how much rent were you paying a month?
I believe it was $300 a month.
$300 a month. And did that include utilities or not?
Yes, sir. Including utilities.
Right, $300. And including utilities. Okay.
Yes.
So 2019, and it's 2022 now. So, or you lost your place, and now what? You said you had a job also at that time, or what?
Yes, in 2019, I was working at Food Line
until
got involved in a workplace accident, which I was deemed at fault. So I couldn't get unemployment. Because in the client, you have to be at no fault. I tried to get my disability, but I was denied, saying that I don't have enough work hours or work history.
Okay. All
I
right.
Told,
now,
sorry,
had a patch of bad luck. Now, what about now Roxborough? Like, I looked it up yet last night. It's a small town.
Yeah.
About any shelters in Roxborough?
No, sir. Like I said, Roxborough, a small town, is also conservative. And they look down on the poor.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's cool.
What about churches?
Churches, the same situation. They're mostly white churches. And they look down on black poverty.
Okay. Is there a Salvation? I doubt it, but I'm just asking. Is there a Salvation Army in town?
No, sir. Like I said, Roxford is a small town.
All right, Roxford's a small town. Yeah, that's true. Well, Salvation Army isn't in all every town. So what about social services?
They have that, but like I said, they're one of the first ones I went to, but they're not. They said they're not much they were able to do.
Okay. Well, now, I give you credit. Now, we met on Clubhouse last night, and people who don't know, Clubhouse is an audio app, and my de facto futurist hat that I'm putting on right now. Audio apps like Clubhouse. Clubhouse isn't the only audio app, but it's probably the most used audio app right now. It's going to take a bite out of AM and FM radio, which has been losing its audience to the internet for quite at least a couple of decades now, or over two decades already. But so we met on Clubhouse. So Shalom, hold it. How many pronounce their first name again? I don't want to butcher.
From Shaul.
Shaul, all right.
Shaul,
he's on Faith Street right now. He's on Faith Street. Now, before I have him, you know, put his offer out there. Now, you started in 2019. So now, what have you been doing? Because you have been walking by faith and not by sight since 2019. It's 2022 now. What have you been doing to make it? And then, obviously, you do have a phone. You're resourceful. You have a phone. And, you know, obviously, you have an internet connection or nowhere to get one. So, from 2019, how have you been making it? Surviving?
By trusting the kindness of strangers. Like I said, have a prepaid cell. There's a library that's 24 hours. That's where I can get free internet. It also sheets.
Well, hold
on. Did
you say 24-hour library?
Yes.
Man, okay. I never heard of one of those.
Yes.
I mean, the library's open all night?
Yes. And there's a Sheets gas station that's open all night.
Oh, I'm familiar with Sheets. Yeah, Sheets are open 24/7. Okay, yes. All right. And so... At Sheets, you got food there. You got every Sheets bathroom I've been in has been clean. So you got a place where you can take care of your hygiene, and when you got some spare change, you can buy some coffee or food at Sheets. I've been in my share of them when I'm on the road traveling. Okay. Now, what about sleeping arrangements?
I just have to.
I imagine some nights you might have enough money to get into a hotel or motel.
Yeah.
Other nights you don't. What do you do on the nights when you don't have enough money to get into a motel?
I stay at Sheets.
Okay. Well, now, do you have a sleeping bag or if you can't
I just sleep in the hard chair.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you're definitely on Faith Street. All right. So, okay. Well, make your pitch. How can a person get in touch with you and to sing? Because now people. You can send people money through your phone. So give us the information so how people can get in touch with you and how can they send you money?
Yes, my number is 336-459-9792 and they can send it to Cash App or PayPal. My cash tag is C as in Charlie. A is in Apple, S is in Sam, H is in Hector, dot, A as in Arthur, P is in Paul, P as in Peter, / $, S as in Sam, H as in Hector, A is in Arthur, U as in Unicorn, L as in Nima, Y as in Yankee, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, and L as in Leroy.
Okay,
PayPal.
That's for Cash App, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, what about PayPal?
Yes, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, Y as in Yankee, P as in Paul, A as in Arthur, L as in Leroy, dot, M as in Mike, E as in Eric, / S as in Sam, H as in Hecken, A as in Apple, U as in Unicorn, L as in Leroy, Y as in Yankee, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, R as in Romeo, A as in Arthur, E as in Eric, L as in Leroy. That's the PayPal. Right.
That's PayPal. Now, give up your phone number again, because people, if you didn't catch that, you can call him direct or text him direct.
Yes. 336-459-9792. Again, 336-459-9792.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I played audio right before we opened up your mic about 11-year-old Laura Nelson, who bought a camper for $400, fixed it up for $400, and that's her little playhouse. I'm going to play another audio for you before I ask you this next question. So listen to this, and then we'll come right back to you.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second, and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land, okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now, I want to repeat. I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
All right. We have a special guest in the studio today, Shaul Israel. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Let's open up his mic again. Now, you're in Roxborough, North Carolina. Is there any particular reason why you're still in Roxborough?
One, no transportation. Two, it's a small town. You can walk pretty much everywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a big city where it'll be difficult to walk everywhere. But come across traffic. So it's a small town, no transportation, and you can walk pretty much everywhere you can go.
Okay, all right. So you got the convenience there, plus you got the 24-hour library.
Yes, and gas station, and there's available
and
land everywhere.
Gas station, huh?
It's rural. It's available land everywhere. It's rural.
It's rural.
Yes.
Okay.
And available land everywhere.
So you got land around you too. All right. Now, I'm just thinking out loud right now. What did you think about that last audio I played?
Pardon?
What do you think about the last audio that I played? The guy,
it's good suggestions. It's good to strive to be self-sufficient and off the grid.
Right.
But the question is on resources, funding to be able to purchase the land, purchase an RV, to put on that land.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sound.
Okay. Now, what if you had the resources, would you be willing to do like Lamar Alexander in that audio? Let's say, matter of fact, what's your skill set anyway? I didn't answer that question. What are your basic skill set?
I do have a degree in criminal justice from St. Augustine University in Raleigh.
So you got a degree. All right. You got a 4-year, you have a degree. Now, you have any carpentry skills, anything like that?
No, sir. I'm willing to learn.
All right. Ah, that's the key. You're willing to learn. All right. Because what I'm thinking is you've got some basic skills you have demonstrated already. Number one, you're resourceful. Okay. Because this is 2022, and you became homeless in 2019. So you've been out there doing what you had to do. You're not in trouble. You're not arrested. You're not in jail or nothing like that. So some kind of way, and you're resourceful enough to make it to this phone call right here. Number two is you're not afraid to ask. Because what's the thing? Asking you shall receive. So you've been successfully asking on Faith Street for the last 3 years. So that's another positive quality. And like I said, you're already resourceful, and you're aware of your surroundings. So now, do you have any other family in the state, or are you originally from North Carolina or what?
Originally from North Carolina, but most of my family are spread out. Some overseas, so they're spread out. Some out west.
Okay.
They have their own families that they have to take care of.
Right. I understand.
And COVID-19.
Well,
I'm
going to put you in contact. I'll do this offline because I have your number in my phone. I'm going to contact you offline, and then I know two people in – well, I know a handful of people in North Carolina, but two that I have in mind. One moved up to North Carolina from Florida, and he can teach you some basic carpentry skills on how to build a shelter, and he might have a place for you to stay. Now, I had to find out what part of North Carolina he's in. And then another gentleman, he's trying to launch a housing program as well, but he can better explain it than I can. So I want to put you in touch with those two gentlemen. They might be able to help you because you need to eat today, and you need a hopefully a roof over your head tonight. How have you made it through the winter times in North Carolina?
Like I said, she's in 24 hours. The staff, they haven't given no hassle about staying there. It's 24 hours.
But Sheets, you know, they have a, because you don't have a car, right?
No car. Like I said, Rock's a small town. You can walk everywhere.
All right, now, I've stayed at a Sheets. I know because I had a house in Pittsburgh, but it was a rough neighborhood, so I didn't want to park, although I had a house to stay in. It was a rental property, vacant. I bought it vacant. Me and a partner bought it vacant. But I didn't want to – I felt if I parked my car in front of the house that my car might not be there in the morning. So I've stayed in the parking lots of Sheets before. I've had that experience. And I had to drive like 30 minutes outside of Pittsburgh because my money was low. I had enough money to do what I had to do with the property. But it was real tight. So I've done the Sheets thing even when I had a house to sleep in, but I also need the car to get out of Pittsburgh to go back to my place in D.C. So I've done the Sheets thing, but I was in my car. So I stayed in my car overnight. When I had to go to the bathroom and want something to eat or drink, I walked in Sheets and got it. So my question to you is, how did you manage to stay at Sheets if you didn't have a car?
Like I said, you can walk everywhere.
I get that part. I mean, did you stay at Sheets or near Sheets?
At Sheets, because like I said, they have a little dining area. Yeah. Because they have free Wi-Fi, they have a little dining area.
Oh, they have a little. They have a dining area on the inside.
Yeah.
So as long as you are quiet and mind your business, and don't cause no trouble, you can stay there as long as you want.
No, they have a TV. Yeah. Because 12 hours.
Okay, I got. I got the picture. Okay. All right.
They
very
have a little
resourceful.
Dining area.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking, like I say, the positive things that you've been doing for the last 3 years. You're resourceful. You don't have no problem asking. Because a closed mouth don't get fed. So you're good at asking. I'm looking at you've been in training school for the last 3 years. And like I say, you're also creative and resourceful enough to get on Clubhouse. Because what I'm looking to do also is to build a de facto radio station, local radio station, in various areas in North Carolina. So you're ahead of the curve when it comes to that. All right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in, offline with two of my contacts on the ground. Like I say, one guy, he is a carpenter, and he might have a place for you to stay. But I don't know what part of North Carolina. The first time I heard of Roxborough was last night when we talked for the first time. And then the other guy, he's near Raleigh Durham. I feel good about you. I'm pretty sure we can help you resolve your situation. Now, give your contact information out again, and people, you can send him any amount that you feel led to give. You know, I'll let him put that out there. So give your information out there again on how
yes,
if
sir.
A person wants to send you any amount of money, where to send it to.
Yes, sir. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
My cash tag is C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Hector, dot A as in Arthur, P as in Paul, P as in Peter, / $, S as in C, H as in Hello, A as in Apple, U as in unicorn, L as in Negroid, Y as in Yankee, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, L as in Nero, number two. Number two. I think I forgot that. Number two. Repeat it again. C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Hector, dot, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, P as in Peter, backslash, dollar sign, S as in Sam, H as in Hector, A as in Apple, U as in Unicorn, L as in Leroy, Y as in Yankee, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, L as in Leroy, number two.
Okay. And your direct phone number where they can call you or text you?
Yes, sir. 336-459-9792. Again, 336-459-9792.
Now, how often do you have a room? Because you have a room on Clubhouse. What's the name of the club on Clubhouse?
I'm homeless. I'm homeless.
That's the name of the club on Clubhouse?
Yes.
I'm homeless?
Yes. But I created it out of desperation because I'm trying to survive.
Okay, let's see. Wait a minute. All right. For people who don't have Clubhouse, download that app to your phone or whatever device that you have. I don't know if you can get it on desktops or whatever. But download the app to your phone. And
I also have an email.
Spell that out for the, is it I am homeless or I'm homeless?
I'm homeless.
I'apostrophe M or I am homeless?
I'apostrophe M. I'm homeless. Or just homeless.
Okay. Now, do you have a regularly scheduled time to be on Clubhouse with that room?
Not really.
All right, I'll tell you what. I've got a club on Clubhouse. It's titled Don't Sell Mama's House. Don't Sell Mama's House. M-A-M-A. Don't Sell Mama's. That's what apostrophe is on it. Don't Sell Mama's House. What's your schedule like at 6:30? What works with you? 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m., or 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. All right, I tell you what. At 7 p.m., and I'm going to contact you before this anyway. At 7 p.m., and this is for everybody listening, we're going to have a room. It'll be a continuation of this live stream right now, but we're going to do it on Clubhouse. And then, we're going to continue the fundraising. But then what I would like to do with you, show is work on getting you your own place. Now, when I say getting, it's something that you say that really, that it did it for me. You're willing to learn. So you got some basic skill sets, and then there's some other people I want you to meet. And then the goal is to help you build your own place without bank financing. You own it free and clear. So you don't never have to worry about rent or getting put out and being made homeless again. That's the vision I have. So at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I think I sent you. Well, anyway, I got you locked in on Clubhouse. So, matter of fact, did you join? Are you following each other? I know I'm following you on Clubhouse.
I believe I'm following you.
Well, wait a minute. You know what? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before I want to get this straight before we conclude here. Because I'm on a laptop right now, but I want to take a little interlude.
I'm following you now. I'm following you now.
Got it. All right. What I want to do is 7 o'clock this evening, 7 o'clock this evening, we're going to have a clubhouse, and you're the guest of honor. And the whole thing is to get something tangible for you so you can permanently solve your homeless situation. Because, like I said, you got a good mind. You're sane. You know how to ask. And that's a skill set. Asking is a skill set. So all right, I'm going to take a quick musical interlude, and then we'll come right back to you. Resource. Okay, Shaul, I'm back on. I had to go get my phone here. All right, I'm in Clubhouse now. So I'm just making sure. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. All right. And I got you there. Let me see. Let me go to my... Okay, got where we're following each other on Clubhouse. All right, so we're going to have, matter of fact, I'm going to schedule it in right now. Let's see. All right, my club, I got two clubs on Clubhouse, but the club that we're scheduling you in on is, okay, what's a good title, Shaul?
7 p.m.
No. What we want to talk about is the homeless tonight, so give me a good, what do you think is a good title?
You can get
Helping the Homeless?
Helping the Homeless?
Or Housing the Homeless?
Yes.
Oh, what about this one? Helping the Homeless, or no. Teaching the Homeless How to Build Houses. How's that?
Yes.
All right, Teaching the Homeless How to Build Their Own House. Okay. That's the title, and we're going to start this at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Replays in the description. Teaching the homeless how to build their own house. Okay. And I'm going to even put your name in this. Featuring okay. Shaul, that's S-H-A-U M-L?
S-H-A-U-L. Shaul.
Right here. S-H-A. Okay.
U-L.
U-L. All right. S-H-A-U-L?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, I had it spelled wrong. Oh, doggone it, this thing, wait a minute. U-L, S-H-A-U-L, okay. And then Israel with a Y.
Y, as in Yankee, I as in Igloo, S as in Sam, R as in Romeo, E as in Apple, E as in Eric, L as in Leroy.
Got it. All right. All right, it's scheduled for Clubhouse tonight. So here's what I got, people. Teaching the Homeless How to Build Their Own House, featuring Shaul Israel. And that's at 7 p.m. tonight, and that's on our club. And our club on Clubhouse is Don't Sell Mama's House. That's the name of my club on Clubhouse. So I got it scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight.
I'm sorry.
Give me the name of your club on Clubhouse, because we need to put that out there, too.
I
want to make sure I'm a member of it. Say that again, man.
Homeless, I believe. Hold on. Bear with me.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, it's called I'm Homeless, Please Help.
All right, hold it. Let me get that in my search engine. That's I am or, I mean, I-A-M or I apostrophe M?
I apostrophe M, Homeless, Please Help.
I'm Homeless. I like that.
I just invite you.
That's direct. I like it. It's direct.
I just invite you.
Okay, and I'm joining right now. Just joined. All right. And, okay, we're following each other. Okay. All right, so, look, if you're on Clubhouse, join his There's club on Clubhouse. I just joined. I'm homeless. That's I'm homeless. Please help. All right. And I feel real good about this. Now, how are we going to accomplish this? Every step by step. I don't know all of that, but I feel pretty confident with it because, number one, like I said, Soul's been out there three years, 2019. I'm going to let him tell his story himself because he can tell it better than I can. But the positive things I picked up, last night I met this dude on Clubhouse. Okay. He formed his own, he didn't get into a victim mode or a pity party or this happened to be 3 years ago. He set up, he's proactive, number one. He has his own club on Clubhouse. And there's about 10 million users on Clubhouse right now from what I've read. But Clubhouse is an audio app. And in my opinion, audio apps, and there are others out there, but it's the ones I know about, Clubhouse is the leader of the pack, hands down. So, and as a matter of fact, it's even better than Blog Talk, okay, that we're on what we're on right now. But, so I'm looking to set up a de facto radio station on Clubhouse. So, he's proactive, number one, okay. He's got his room on, and that's how we met last night. I invited him to this podcast this morning. He didn't have to show up, but he did. All right. Matter of fact, I had the title of this show was originally How Slaves Became Wealthy. I'm changing the title right now in the middle, in the show. All right, I'm homeless, please help, okay, and now I got to change the program notes. And I didn't know I was going to do this at the beginning of this podcast, right? So, please, let's see. There you go. We are, let's see. Please help us help Shaul.
And pardon, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you repeat that my PayPal and Cash Tag again?
Debt. Then I'm going to put his phone number on there so people can contact him directly. 459. Oh, that's my number. Oh. All right, hold it. 746-13-71. Okay. All right. Contact. Contact direct. Contact him direct. I put his phone number in there. And then, let me see. Let me see if Robin's up on the radar this morning. Okay. Okay, let's see. Robin. Okay. Are you on the radar? Call in to Blog Talk. Oh man, let's see, Blog. Okay. Now, all right. So, give us your contact information again for people to send donations of any type, of any. Tell them the dollar amounts that you're seeking.
Y'all would lay on the heart, it could be 5, 10, 100, or even 1,000. Whatever they're able to send.
Okay, whatever you felt led to give. You know, you heard the lower amounts and the higher amounts, so whatever you felt, you know, it's $5 is what you got, $5 he'll accept the $5. Or whatever. And he's out there. Matter of fact, give for people that are just tuning in, how are you surviving out there right now and on cold nights or nights that you can't get a motel? By the way, is there, because I know Roxville's a small town, are there any opportunities for day labor in Roxboro?
Working tobacco, but like I said, I have a back disability.
Okay.
So I'm hard to pick tobacco. You have to bend. So I bend.
North Carolina's a tobacco state.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of skills, because what I'm thinking about, have you tried doing any marketing through Facebook Marketplace?
Haven't had the opportunity.
Okay. All right, because you got Facebook Marketplace, and then you got Craigslist as well. Now, what kind of work, if a person's looking to hire somebody, like for day labor, where, you know, you do whatever job and then they pay you in cash at the end of the day, what kind of jobs are you available for that?
I was working at a grocery store before I got injured.
Okay. That's right, because you got a disability now, right? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got it. Now, what can you work, because you got some kind of disability now, so what kind of work can you do right now?
I've been researching telemarketer.
Okay.
Something that you can work from your phone or from a computer.
Okay.
Because the library.
All right, so you really can't do physical labor right now due to the injury that you had got?
Yes. Labor.
Okay. All right, so. All right, well. He's in North Carolina, so now because I imagine picking tobacco that's some serious labor there. I've never picked it, but I'm just imagining. So give us your contact information for people to send you money.
Yes, sir. My cash tag is Steve, as in Charlie. A is an apple, S as a Steve, H as in Hector, dot, A as an apple, P as in Paul, P as in Peter, / $, S as a Sam, H as in Hector, H as in Hero, A as in Arthur, U as in Unicorn, L as in Leroy, Y as in Yankee, I as an Igloo, S as a Sam, R as in Richard, A as an Apple, E as an Eric, L as in Leroy, number 2. My PayPal tag is P as in Paul, A as in Apple, Y as in Yankee, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, L as in Leroy, dot, M as in Mike, E as in Eric, / S as in Sam, H as in Hector, A as in Apple, U as in Uncle, L as in Leroy, Y as in Yankee, I as in Eagle, S as in Steve, R as in Romeo, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, L as in Leroy, number 2.
Okay, and we'll be on. Give us your phone number again, where they can reach you directly.
336-459-9792. 336-459-9792.
All right, so you can contact him direct, make those arrangements. Now, and speak to him directly. Now, we'll be on Clubhouse tonight. Our club on Clubhouse is titled "Don't Sell Mama's House," the topic for our club tonight is teaching the homeless how to build their own house. That's the topic, and so he'll be our special guest on there. And the whole aim of that discussion tonight is basically organizing boots on the ground in North Carolina. Now, he's in Roxborough, North Carolina. Boots on the ground, what we had to do on boots. All of that, those audios I played here for the last 3 years, taking that and putting feet to the prayer. So we already know that he knows how to ask, because he's going to continue to ask, but he's going to have other people help him ask now, and he says he's willing to learn. So that's a big one right there. I'm going to offline. I'm going to put him in contact with at least 2 other people I know in the state. One moved up from Florida within the last year, and he is a carpenter. So that'll be one contact. And then the other contact, how far are you from Charlotte, North Carolina?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
Durham's about an hour and a half from Roxborough. From Charlotte.
Well, I know I got a boots on the ground, because he's trying to set up a housing program, but he's physically located in Charlotte or right near Charlotte. But I'll put you in contact with those 2 guys today. Roxborough, seems, matter of fact, let's do some homework on it now. Roxborough, North Carolina. Okay. And I think I asked you this before, but I'll ask it again. No help from the churches around there?
No, sir, because the majority white churches, and they are racist. They look down poor, particularly the black poor.
Uh-huh. Any black churches?
A few, but they're more self-centered. They
they're
expect
like
to be a member, a tithe-paying member. The black the few black churches here, they expect to be a tithe-paying member. You're not a tithe-paying member, then.
All right, got to be a tithe-paying member. All right, so Roxborough, for people who never heard of the town, has got a population of 8,362 people. And let's see, demographics. Well, now you got a 39% white. You got 45% black. So you do have a black community there.
Yeah.
Right, then Native American less than 1% for Asian, 9% Latino. All right, but you're there, so it's a conservative town. It is located in Person County, North Carolina. And Person's got a, this is right near the Virginia border. It's conservative up that way. All right, now the population for the whole county is like 39,000 people, 39,001. So, all right, so we might be able to. And Roxbelle is one of the townships. Rougemount. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Not Rougemount. Roxbelle is the county seat and the largest city. All right, so. Okay. All right, so, all right. 7 p.m. this evening, we'll be on the clubhouse room. Our special guest there will be Joel Israel, and the topic of that room will be helping the homeless or teaching the homeless how to build their own house. If he needs some donations, he's got to eat. If you get a hotel room, you know, to get proper rest, you know, shower and all that.
Take a shower. Take a shower. Okay, I'm taking a shower. Well, at least a week.
Okay. So he needs to get refreshed. Get something to eat. What kind of accommodations do they have in Roxboro?
Pardon?
What kind of accommodations? What kind of hotels? Or motels, rather?
They have, like, hotels.
I mean, do they have, like, I imagine, like, little small motels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some
of those might be run by families that have the last name Patel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well. All right, so, and his club on Clubhouse is, hold it, I just had it. I'm Homeless, Please Help. That's his club on Clubhouse. I'm a member of that. And it's I apostrophe M, I'm Homeless, Please Help. That's his club on Clubhouse. All right. And,
yeah.
He's got a total of 8 members. So, if you're on Clubhouse, join his club. I joined it. And then, once you see Clubhouse, it's a pretty addicting app. But I'm sure some of those people, they will help us build his house. So on that note, Joel, anything that you want to say to close out?
Just thank you, brother, for granting me the platform to present my situation before your audience. Thank you for your prayers, and look forward to this evening.
All right. And I look forward I look forward to helping you build something that you own outright 100%, and you don't have to worry. You might have other problems in life, but one of them won't be a place to stay. It's yours, so you don't have to worry about rent payments and mortgage payments and all that other stuff. On that note, we're going to We're going to end it today. We'll be back tomorrow. We might cover it tomorrow. Well, the topic that we're going to talk about today, we might cover that tomorrow. But in any event, you got tools, direct information. We'll be on Clubhouse this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's free. It's free. And once you get to Clubhouse, join our club, which is Don't Sell Mama's House. That's all about generational wealth. Ancestral, I call it, we got two things we study on there primarily. Ancestral wealth science and generational wealth science. And it's all based on the Aesop fable, the goose that laid the golden egg. If you kill the goose, which is mama's house, you don't get no golden eggs, generationally speaking. So, matter of fact, Shola, if you don't mind me asking, now, are your parents still living?
My dad died in 2011, but my mother's living.
Okay. And your mother?
Yes, he's living.
She's still, all right, all right.
My dad did.
Is she living in the same state or what?
Different state.
Different state, okay. All right, well, the main thing we're concentrating on is you right now. So on that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.